We got to learn. Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam, a new perek, perek Shmini, chapter 8, in the laws of divorce, halacha aleph, law number 1, the Mishnayim text. We begin on page 124 and 125. You will recall when we were learning the laws of issues of marriage, there was a whole section regarding getting married on condition. The Tanai, and we says all kinds of things you have to make a condition. Well, just like you can get married on condition, you can get divorced on condition. So this chapter will deal with conditional divorces. Halacha Aleph. Hamigarish al Tanai. If a man divorces his wife with a condition. Im niskayim atanai. If the condition is fulfilled, harezo magoresha. She will be divorced. But if the condition is not fulfilled, she will not be divorced. We already discussed this earlier in the sixth chapter of Hilchos Ishus. Mishpatei Hatnayim Kulam, all the laws of conditional marriages. And basically, it doesn't matter if it's a wedding, a divorce, other monetary issues. We said there were four main conditions that must exist with condition. Number one, it's got to be a double condition. In other words, if you do this, yes. And if not, no. You have to have the yes and no, both halves positive of the condition, just like the Tanai, B'nai God and B'nai Reuven. Number two, the positive has to be before the negative. In that order. Number three, the condition has to be before the action happens. As opposed to after the action happens in the way you word it. And finally, the condition has to be something that's possible to fulfill and not something that's not possible to fulfill. Those are the four primary things that have to happen. Okay. Visham Nisparan over there was explained. Shamagarish al Tanai. If you divorce someone on condition, Kishiyiskayim at Tanai, when the condition is fulfilled, now at what time does she become divorced? He could give her the divorce on Monday, and the condition doesn't get fulfilled until Thursday. When does she become divorced? So we explained, Tiamagoreshes Bishoshi Iskayim. She is divorced at the time the condition is fulfilled. Lo Bishas Lisina Saiket Liyoda. Not when the get came to her hand. It's only when the conditional, that we already explained that before. Lafiko, therefore, very interesting. If the husband gives her the get on Monday, on the condition that I do the such and such, whatever, and that such and such happens on Thursday, what's going on between Monday and Thursday?
She's not divorced.
Between Monday and Thursday, she is not divorced.
No, she's married.
And no different than if a man sends a get with a shliach on Monday, and the shliach won't get to the woman on Thursday, what can the man do before Thursday? He can nullify and retract the divorce.
So he can nullify this.
Similarly over here, Lafikah, therefore, Yesh Labal. The Baal is able, the husband's able, if he wants to, Levatal HaGet, to nullify the get, to tell the wife or others that the get that I gave to my wife is nullified before the condition came true. Or he could do a bunch of other things. Or he could add on to the present condition. He says, you know, on the condition that, you know, such and such happens, and till that happens, he says, you know what, I want to add a little more to that condition. So he can add to that condition, and then that condition has to happen. Or if he even wants, lahasas al tnayacher, he can make a whole brand new second condition. You know, it's a whole nother condition. As long as that first condition wasn't fulfilled, she ain't divorced. So he can do whatever he wants. Even though later, the get will get to her hands, it's not going to matter. Because until it got to her hands, she's totally not divorced. And therefore, he could do anything he wants before that happens.
But does she have the get document in her hand?
Of course she does. He gives it to her. Here's the get.
That's how it's different.
This is a get on the condition that such and such happens. It is a get. If it doesn't happen, it's not a get. And it's something that's possibly done.
So it has to be done before
witnesses.
She's
got it. She's got it.
Witnesses hear the condition.
Yes. Everybody's got to know what's going on. Now, and what happens if, God forbid, between Monday and Thursday, if he may sabal, what if the husband dies? Avad haget, or she loses the get before Thursday. Onisrav, kodim she's got it, or it gets burnt before the conditions come true. Ain't a megoresh, she's not divorced. Why? Because it doesn't happen until the condition is fulfilled. If the guy dies, we have a rule. There's no such thing as a divorce after death. And certainly if you lose the get, or it gets burnt, because when the condition is fulfilled, the get isn't here anymore.
Is it life after divorce?
It's what?
Is it life after divorce? Okay.
Not if you die. Not if you die.
Okay.
Now, so very good. So that, so this becomes the situation. So from Monday to Thursday, that she's totally not divorced. And anything and everything can happen to change it, wreak havoc with it, and nullify it, and everything's there. Therefore, it's a good idea before Thursday, ulechatchila, and initially, lo tinase, she should not get married, ad shiskay matznai, until the condition gets fulfilled. Why? Well, a whole bunch of reasons why. But first of all, what if the husband decides to nullify the get? Right? Or let's say, gets burnt before the condition is fulfilled. Or let's say the husband dies.
Not just that. I mean, if the...
Like, there's a whole bunch of things that could mess up this get, and then she would have been an aishas ish, really, because she's not divorced.
No, but, I mean...
She wasn't divorced. He gives her the get on Monday.
Well, what rabbi
and
would
then
allow
she
this?
Because she goes to another rabbi, doesn't tell. Right? And then she gets married on Wednesday, and the get, on Tuesday, the get's supposed to, the kitchen's supposed to be fulfilled on Thursday, and then he does some kind of stuff on Wednesday.
But even if he doesn't do anything, and she gets married on Wednesday and has relations,
there's no divorce.
She wasn't divorced.
There are problems, but
she doesn't have to change anything, even
but let's say,
that happened in between. Before the
condition. Not until the condition is met.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, we'll see.
Are they fully married, like, with Yehudin relations until Thursday?
Yeah.
The husband and wife? Well, we're going to see they can't have relations because he wants to divorce her. We're going to see in the later Rambam in a couple of halachas, if he has relations with her, it's like he nullified the get. Also, we're going to talk about, so all going to be talked about tomorrow, next time we learn, it's going to be talked about.
Tomorrow.
So lechatchila, she shouldn't, okay, until the conditions are fulfilled. V'imnisa, and what if she gets married though? Lo teitzei, she shouldn't leave. Phew.
Oh boy. What?
Okay.
That's pretty good.
She shouldn't leave.
Says here.
She shouldn't,
what?
She shouldn't leave.
She stays married.
Okay. So it's interesting because later on, the Rambam is going to say when a person divorces a wife on condition, there is a divorce to a certain degree, but it doesn't get fulfilled until the condition is fulfilled. Because afterwards, after all, the get did get into her hands, and there's the beginning of the get, right? And if she gets married before the condition is fulfilled, the Rambam says she doesn't have to leave. Now, many people argue on this Rambam,
yes,
and they say if she gets married, she's got to leave, because since she got married before the condition was fulfilled, she's an aishas ish, totally not allowed, and the second guy who was with her was znus, and she's not all married. So everybody seems to argue on this Rambam, and we can understand why they argue on this Rambam.
With the kids,
Mishnah, my Mishnah.
So therefore,
she has to get divorced anyway.
Now, so really, according to them, really, Paul, you were correct in your question. So what does it matter if the guy dies or is mavatal? Well, that's all based on the Rambam's logic.
Okay
but you're using the clear logic that everybody else is holding. Says, what are you talking about? She's not divorced yet. Don't care what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But since the Rambam seems to just say, l'chatchila not. But the evidence is a little bit, they all argue with him. Except, but one second, the Nisal Tate say, Elim came unless, lo nisher beyado lekaimo, if it's not in his hands to fulfill it.
In her hands?
Beyado? It's not in her hands to fulfill it. For example, he makes a condition with her, this a get if you give me a certain thing. And let's say she loses the thing. And according to the Rambam, right, we don't hold like the Rambam, according to the Rambam that she's sort of married, but if she can't fulfill the condition, then for sure she can't be married to this guy because he'll never fulfill the condition, he'll never be a get.
Right.
Okay. Sharei batal tnai. The condition will be effectively nullified. Visham nisbar, and over there was also explained. Shimamarla, what if he says to the wife, now a little bit different. Careful now. Hareyat mugureshes me'achshav. He says, you are divorced as of now. He has to specifically say this. You're divorced as of now, or omehayoma, from today, al tanai kach v'kach, on the following conditions. Or, Oshamali says, Hareyat mugureshes, you are divorced. Al-Menas kach v'kach. And the condition of this and that. We explained then that Al-Menas means also from now on. The words Al-Menas, I'm going to say means from now on. So now it changes. Kishiskai matznai, when the condition gets fulfilled, tia megoreshes mishas nesinas agat liyada. She's divorced retroactively from the time she got divorced, because he said, I want you to be divorced now. The other case, I'm giving you the divorce, but on the condition that you do this. So I didn't say when you're going to be divorced, so that's when the condition happens. But here, it's now, retroactively, when the condition is fulfilled.
So can you change the
Let's read on. Lafika, therefore, eina yochel levatel get. He can't nullify the get. The lahosi val tano. He can't add to the conditions. Once it gets to her hand, because it's going to work retroactively, we can't make any changes. And similarly, what happens now? What if she loses the get after he gave it to her? Or nisar get burned? Afilu mei sabal, kodim shiskayim atnai. Even the husband dies before the condition happens. Harezo miskayem esatznai achamosu. We just need the condition to be fulfilled after he dies. Ukfar nisgarsha, and she's already considered divorced. Mishas, the sinas agali, when the get was given to her. We learned that all a year ago in...
Yeah, we like
the Gemara that we learned.
Well, what happens
for Moed.
Yes.
In Moed.
Right. Anyway, so
what happens
so,
if she's unable to fulfill the obligation? Because she loses.
Well, hold on. Wait a second. Let's keep going. And now she may initially get married to someone after the get went in her hand. Even though the condition does not be fulfilled, because we assume she's not going to mess herself up. In other words, I guess it's conditions that she has to fulfill. He's going to say, I'm divorcing on the condition that you do this or don't do this or whatever. So she's not going to get married to another guy and not fulfill that condition, because she knows that will mess her up big time. But however, if the condition is made that somebody else has to fulfill it and she can't, then we're concerned, and then she cannot marry somebody else. In other words, if the condition is totally in her hands, then she can marry another guy, because we know she's going to do that condition retroactively. It'll be fine. Remember, if it's retroactively fine, that means she's never, it's not an Eishes Ish. Retroactively, she was divorced before she married the other guy. But if the condition is depending on somebody else to fulfill the condition, she's playing a dangerous game. Because what if the guy doesn't fulfill the condition? She'll never be divorced, and then she was an Eishes Ish.
Didn't we learn that
if he died,
with Kasubas that conditions have to be, you have to be able to have within you to fulfill the condition?
But it could be the husband's begging for someone else to fulfill the condition.
Rely on somebody else.
It doesn't have to be him or it could be somebody else. I divorce you on the condition that Chaim Yankel gives me $50.
Yeah.
He can make any condition he wants. I mean, not any, but...
But
it's not him or her. He says, that's the condition.
But if...
I have a condition that the Maple Leafs will win the Stanley Cup.
Oh boy, they're never going to
get there.
It could be like this. You could say, like, I'll divorce you if your father pays me $200.
So he could do that. Okay. He could do that.
If he doesn't pay me, then we're not divorcing.
That's right.
Yeah,
he could do this.
Sure.
Right? So now, let's just finish. The Ein Choshen, we're not concerned when it's up to her, Shemeli Sky, maybe the condition won't be fulfilled. Hoyle, since it's retroactive, Obal Menas, so therefore, even if it gets lost, so the husband dies, she's divorced anyway at the time it was given over, as opposed to if you make just a general condition that will not be activated till later on, then there's a problem.
And the issue was, we also learned in that Gemara, that if they make this retroactive condition, and then the guy dies without the condition being placed, it's not a get, but she's not married any longer. Because they ain't get after Misa, if the condition, well, you said
well, he's saying,
she's widowed.
If it's never fulfilled, if he dies, she can still get married and she's okay.
But she's widowed.
Right.
Well, what if she married a guy before the husband died? Then you have
a problem. And the thing was never fulfilled, that's a problem.
There's another possibility. What happens if you want, I mean, he's got, remember that his children inherit. Right? If he wants to, and then she's got to go to the children, right? To make sure that she gets
yes.
So if he wants to make sure that she gets at least what's in the
kesuva,
he can make a condition that she's divorced as of now because he knows he's going to die when I die. That she therefore they have to pay the kesuva. and they have a kid.
Divorced one like that.
You know what I mean? Like, can they make it?
Okay, let's not complicate things right now. I'm sure he'll get to these cases.
So back to this.
Okay, so let's jump in the gun a little bit. That's good, but let's wait till I'm sure he'll bring it.
Simple case, not comparing this to the previous one. If she loses the ability to do the condition,
then she better not marry somebody.
No, but I mean, she marries a person, someone else, and then she loses whatever the condition was.
So she better be smart and not do such a thing. Obviously, she's going to only marry someone if it's a condition that she can for sure do, and there's no doubt she can do.
But you're saying losing, what are you losing? She was unable.
What are we losing?
Okay. She's supposed to deliver her watch to somebody, and then she loses
her watch. So she's going
to
be really careful. You know, a lot depends on it.
If that depends on it, your mom's
doing it,
and you know, you're anxious. You're going to be very careful, Paul.
Right, no, but we can't.
And if she messes up, she messes up. But she's allowed to, because it's in her hands.
Right, okay.
If he makes
he's an accountant. He always has to worry about the worst possible scenario. Him and the lawyers, they always worry. I don't know.
Paul, there's medication.
Now, if you don't report, I mean, they might not check you. They might not audit you, but I can't tell you for sure.
Don't sue me. I'm wrong.
Okay. Yeah, good. Can we go ahead? Base. Call Hamagari Shal tonight. Anyone who gives a divorce on condition. Bain Shomer Me'afshav. Doesn't matter if he says it should take effect from now. Bain Shomar, Im Yev, Im Lo Yev, or it's not for now, but it's for later, like if it'll be or if it won't be, whatever. Doesn't matter, I don't care which kind of condition, any a conditional that's from now or from later, whatever, but right now, in other words, he gives it again on Monday, and still in all, either Thursday the condition will come true and she'll be divorced as of Thursday, or if Thursday the condition comes true, she'll be divorced as of Monday. Either way we do it,
however,
this is what you can't do.
If
okay, Harezeh, this was what you said, Lo Yisyached Im Ishto. He can't be in private with his wife, Kol Zman Shlo Niskay Matznai, as long as the condition has not happened. Because what's really happening over here is it could very well be he is going to be in seclusion with a single woman, which there's another halacha. A single man is not allowed to be in seclusion with a single woman on just a normal day. A normal, healthy male with a normally healthy female that are not related to each other. They cannot be in seclusion with each other. So now if he gives her a divorce on Monday, right? And now, the condition will come true on Thursday. He secludes himself with her on Wednesday. There's major problems.
Major.
Why?
She's not single.
She potentially is.
When it's retroactive.
Well, she is. He said retroactively.
That was the second case. That's the same.
Okay, so I'm sorry. It's only that case of retroactive.
That's it. Okay.
But regardless if it's a to do positive or to not do negative, that's what he means. I'm sorry. So if it's retroactive, he can't do it because if the she effectively will be single with this man. You're not allowed to do this. El bifnei ed, unless you're in front of witness, you can't do this. Afilu eved v'afilu shivcha, or you're in front. They're together in seclusion with another servant. Yeah. That's also okay. Chutz mishpacht, but it can't be someone from the family or not cutting her little child, because that's not sufficient chaperonage. They won't be too embarrassed to fool around in front of such people like that. And we know. What if he was in seclusion with her, locking the door, and there are two witnesses saw that they went privately, and those witnesses saw what happened? Even though the condition came true later, and they were divorced. It's still doubtful if she's divorced. Why? Because we don't know what happened in the privacy of that hotel room on Tuesday. Could be Shema Ba'ala. Maybe he was intimate with her. And once a man is intimate with his wife, before the get has been finalized, Ubatel HaGet, that nullifies the get 100%. How do you say you want to divorce the wife and you still want to be with her? So, if he gave her the get on Monday with the condition that will be divorced as of Monday, but the condition's not going to come true till Thursday, and now he's with her on Tuesday, guess what? The condition didn't happen yet. Right? And what did he do? He was intimate with her. If he was intimate with her, we don't care what happens later on. That late man does not want to divorce this woman. And even the condition happens, forget it. He doesn't want to divorce her. And now what happens is, it's out to Shiloh, because we don't know if he was intimate with her. If he's intimate with her, the get is bottled. If he's not intimate with her, the get's not bottled. Since we don't know, it's a Shiloh, and we definitely can't ask them, because
why?
We couldn't trust them what they were saying. If they say we were intimate, well, then ain't out of Messi Matsu Russia.
Yeah.
You're making yourself a Russia, right?
Yeah, you
know, whatever. They're
so
no get. They're no get. They're biased.
Yeah, they can't, they're disqualified.
So he'd have to give her another get. He'd have to give her another get. That's all.
They're disqualified for testifying.
Gives her another get, then he can marry her again. Or whatever. Okay.
Now,
marry her again? Divorce her.
I'm sorry, divorce her again. Then he can marry again. Whatever. I mean, okay, there's all kinds of
divorce first.
Weirdos in the world. Okay, let's do one more halacha. Ketzad migoresh adam al tnai. How do you divorce a woman on condition? Lo sheyomer, you can't say the following. Now, this is a very important point he's going to say over here. This is not going to be good. Kisvu get leishti al tnai zeh. Write the get for my wife on this condition. O kisvu utzno latnai, or write the get and give it her on this condition. Vein tzorach lomer, goes without saying the following isn't good. Shlol yichtov those get. Don't write in the get itself. Al tnai zeh gerish blon so on the following condition, so-and-so is divorcing his wife. In other words, you can't intertwine the condition with the get. And we'll explain why in a minute. Ella cases, what are you supposed to do? In this way. You tell the sofer, listen,
right?
Don't say anything about conditions yet. Write me a get, and I want you guys to sign the get. Now, what do you have now? You have a get, and it's signed. Now, the man has a get. They're not divorced yet. Till he gives her the get, it's a live wire, but if he doesn't do anything, the wire doesn't touch anybody, it doesn't hurt anybody, right? So they're not divorced at all, right? But now I've got the get. Because we get kosher, and you write a complete kosher get, below shum tnaimo, without any conditions yet being stressed. So the get is 100% valid as a get. Now, now you give her the get, the omer lo, and you say to her, hareze gitech, this is your divorce. Oh, hareyat mugoresh, this bizarre, you are divorced with this. But then you add, Amenas kach v'kach, on the following condition if you do this. O yomer lahem l'shich, or you tell a shliach, tenula get, give her a get, Amenas kach v'kach, on the following conditions. Why? So what's the difference? Because a get is called a sefer krisus. It's a document of cutting. It's a document that means you're finished. There's no way of not being finished. The document itself, the pure document, must say and be written with a 100% understanding that you're getting divorced. If you include any possibility within the context of the get that maybe it's not divorced, that's not called a document of cutting, because it may not cut. So first you gotta make the document itself is 100% perfect, and as is will cut the relationship. Now that I've got this document that can cut, as I give it, I can now say this is a cutting document, but now I'm putting on top of it a condition. The condition is external to the document. You can't have the condition being internal to the document, because the document itself has to be a cutting document. And if there's a condition somehow intertwined with that document, it's not a cutting document. But once the document is completely good, and he gives her the get, says, I'm giving you this get, but it's only going to be a cutting document if this condition external to this is being kept. That's the way it has to be done. Okay, good. Good, guys.